And finally, we've got some sad news. Luther Ingram sang the 1970s R&B hit, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right. He's died at the age of 69. The Jackson, Tennessee native grew up singing with his family's band in Southern Illinois. And in the late 1960s, Ingram joined Stax Records in Memphis. He co-wrote the Staple Singers hit, Respect Yourself.
Take the sheet off your face, boy. It's a brand new day. Respect yourself. Da, 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 da. Respect yourself. Dee, 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 dee.
His music was his life, and he impressed me with that.
Journalist Bernie Hayes knew Ingram for years.
He could, sit down and listen to a phrase or see a sign on a billboard and say, man, what a good title of a song that would make, and start composing from there.
In 1972, Ingram recorded his biggest hit, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right. The song topped Billboard's R&B chart.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Luther Ingram kept performing until he became sick in the mid-1990s. He died on Monday from heart failure. Bernie Hayes says Ingram lived for his music.
He sang with his head and his heart. He sang with everything about him. And, oh, he'll be missed. He can't be replaced, that's for sure.